The next patient is Mr. Frank Malek. The last name is M, like in Mike, Alpha, Lima, Echo, Kilo. Malek, M-A-L-E-K, Frank. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has been a diabetic for a lengthy period of time, more than 20 years. However, he has had his diabetes mellitus under control. And he also suffers from coronary artery disease and congestive heart failure. The patient has been given diuretics. Biomex, 2 milligrams, 2 times a day. And Spironolactone, 50 milligrams on daily basis. He also takes antihypertensives and medication for the BPH. Period. The reason for him to be here in the office is because there is a significant deterioration of the kidney function in a short period of time, no more than 2 months. The serum creatinine went up to 2.61 when it was a baseline of 1.5, 1.6 milligrams per cent. And we also noticed that the patient has a hyperkalemia of 5.4 with a sodium of 149 with a BUN of 56, period. The reason for the deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to the administration of potassium supplementation, spironolactone, producing hyperkalemia, and also severe volume contraction associated to the administration of the loop diuretics. Period. The recommendation is to decrease the sodium intake to 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, a fluid intake of 45 ounces in 24 hours, use a baseline body weight of 250 pounds, and take only the Biomex. If the patient is over 250 pounds. If it is under, the patient is supposed to decrease the amount of diuretic. Period. The potassium supplementation is going to be discontinued, as well as the administration of spironolactone until we recover the kidney function. Period. The patient was given a written information regarding the way we are going to treat him. He understood. The phone number was also given in order in case of a question. Number two, the patient has a coronary artery disease. He has a Watchman procedure, atrial fibrillation, and congestive heart failure. The cardiologist, Dr. Joseph, has mentioned the placement of a pacemaker, period. The above mentioned treatment is going to be helpful in the handling of the congestive heart failure. Following number, the patient has obesity. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, arterial hypertension. Then is going to be better controlled when we remove fluid. The blood pressure reading today was 140 over 90. The patient has not taken the medications today. A following number, the patient has a benign prostatic hypertrophy, period. In summary, the patient has a combination of diabetic nephropathy and cardiorenal syndrome, hyperkalemia, that are playing a role in the acute kidney injury, period. Paragraph. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.